Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the build. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some. Uh-huh. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
that. Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't trying to flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drilling. Yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about it's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life the race, so win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still crossing the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for everybody for calling in on tonight. Praise God. This is our first We Are Winning Wednesdays featuring the late, great Bishop Andre Alexis. I am your host, the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. And I thank God for being on the line on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, on tonight for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that your spirit be present on the line with us on today, Lord. Lord, we're expecting some miracles on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We're expecting some mind-breaking things on tonight. We're expecting some revelation straight from God on tonight. We are expecting some deliverance on tonight. We're expecting some healing on tonight. Why, Lord? Because you said in your word that when two or more are together in your name, you are in the midst. Hallelujah. And when you are in the midst, anything can happen. Hallelujah, Lord. So we are expecting some great things on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Hallelujah on tonight. We praise your name. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord, for you are simply worthy to be praised. You are simply worthy to be magnified and worthy. Hallelujah, Lord, to have your name raised high above all. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. We're finna take you back, way back, back in the time. Hallelujah. So get ready, amen. We're finna go back maybe about 3 or 4 years, and we're about to hear the late, great Bishop Alexis as we get ready to start this recording from about 3 years
ago. Praise God. Praise God. I don't hear nobody. Well, yeah, the elder.
Yeah, I was there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On tonight, it is He who has created us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
yes.
Now I was there. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, amen. We're just going to, praise God, amen, go to the throne of grace at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like I said, we got a dynamic speaker. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Bishop Andre Alexis, all the way from Arlington, Texas. Praise God. We'll be bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for that on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being a God of your word. For you said, when two or more come together in your name, you would be in the midst, you would be in the middle. And we thank you for being in the middle of this tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We lift your name high and holy. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we just thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We just magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Amen. To be on the line tonight. Once again, it's a blessing to be in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. You are just tuned in to the anointed truth of Christ. Uncensored. Praise God. Why is it uncensored? Hallelujah. Because we preach and teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. We don't sugarcoat it. Praise God. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to be bitter. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to be thick. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how medicine is. Sometimes it's thick, bitter. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's thick. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's those big horse pills you got to swallow. But guess what? I can't mess. Hallelujah. With the texture of the medicine. I can't mess. Hallelujah. With the potency. Because when I mess with that, hallelujah, then it messes with the, hallelujah, the recovery. Hallelujah. It messes with the effectiveness of the medicine. Hallelujah. So when we water down the word, hallelujah, praise God, we're messing with the effectiveness, hallelujah, of the word of God. because you done watered it down, because you done sugarcoated it. Hallelujah, because you want to skip over verses. Hallelujah, praise God. But if that's what you're expecting, hallelujah, you tuned into the wrong channel tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, you tuned into the wrong broadcast. Hallelujah, praise God, because it ain't helping you. Praise God, and this show ain't helping us. Hallelujah, to water down and sugarcoat the word of God. We're not going to step on it. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, this ain't stepped on. This is raw. Hallelujah, this is uncut right here. Hallelujah, this going to be the best you done ever had. And you're going to get hooked. Uh-huh. You're going to get addicted to it. Hallelujah, and I guarantee you, you're going to come back for more. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And without further ado, I want to bring forth our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. All the way from Arlington, Texas. Praise God. Representing Care Church. Hallelujah. Incorporated. Amen. I'm speaking about none other than our very own. Praise God. Bishop Andre Pierre Alexis. Hallelujah. Bishop Alexis, it is in your hands. You let the Lord have his way on tonight.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, my dear friend, the Black Prince of Preachers. Yes, you are. I just want to say thank you very much for your introduction. And now I would like to depart from you and contend with myself as I come into the audience. I like to say, first of all, that we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. We're winning because of what Jesus has done for us. He has donated his victory to you and I, the church. He did that from Mount Calvary. Yes, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning. We are winning because Jesus has donated his victory to us, the church. He did that from Mount Calvary. And I'll tell you, please put the word of victory in your mouth. The word of salvation should be in your mouth. That's how near salvation is. It is the very word that you speak. It is the very faith that is released. It is in your mouth. You cannot afford to poor mouth this gospel, because this gospel is better than silver and gold. This gospel is rich and is potent. In fact, this is the only message that has been given under the heavens that can save the souls of mankind. Yes, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, and I will declare this message until the day he comes for me. I will declare this message of victory, not that I can do all things. I'm going to change this up just a little bit. Not that I can do all things through Christ, but I will do all things through Christ. And I say he's the one that strengthens me. Let him be your strength today. I want to bless everybody the best way I know how, by giving you all that I have in this gospel to pour out the truth as I've experienced it. As I said before, in this village, I beat this drum in this village, that the Bible is a book and it introduces you to a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ begins to give you a lifelong experience. I have noted from experience and from the information of others that no man can come to Jesus and walk away the same. You cannot meet Jesus and then walk away in the same condition that you came to him in. Let me clarify this. I mean that you can meet him and walk away for the best after you meet him, or you will meet him and you will walk away in a worsened condition, turning away the very hope of life. And you will leave in a very worsened condition. Jesus is the only way that God has given men to be saved by. It's through the Son that you must come to the Father. If you do not know the Son, you cannot know the Father. These are not rules that religion has set forth. These are not rules that a man has set forth. But these are the very instructions that God himself has given man to follow. Yes, God has given instructions that a man should follow. If he wants to live an eternal life, and which he will, if you want to live it in a good place with God, then there are rules. I know that's hard for a lot of rebellion people to follow, because rebellion people don't to follow rules. People who don't know how to humble themselves don't want to follow rules. So sometimes just following rules can be very hard for some folks to do. But I pray, as we pray in this ministry, that all rebelliancy in your life and all the adamancy in your life and all the defiant ways that you may have will cease, that you may follow the instructions that God has given you concerning his Son. I wanted to deliver some information that I felt that is very important, and is a very big part of the gospel, and is called grace. I want to talk to you just a little bit about grace. But before I introduce the introduction of grace, I want to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. I don't want to speak to be heard. I want to speak that you may understand the things that I'm saying. I want you to know that through Bible study, and it teaches us that there are several things that take place that I think we all need to come into full comprehension. And one of them being is the doctrine or the teaching of original sin. And in that original sin, we find this word, the impartation. And I spoke on this in one of the other classes, and I'm going to elaborate just a moment so I can introduce this word grace. And the Bible tells us about the impartation, that there's basically three impartations that take place. The first impartation is the doctrine of sin, and that's when Adam had transgressed and cast everything that he did unto his posterity. Another word for that is it came to humankind. It fell upon the human race. And this is the first impartation. And the word impartation is a very significant word in the Bible. It's not a word that I'm making up. It is a word that is utilized for particular information. And so Adam did the first impartation and gave us all the transgressions and sin. And the Bible says that when one man sinned such as he did, it fell upon the whole human race. His transgression fell upon the whole human race. This is the first impartation. The second impartation must be well noted because it came upon the one who knew no sin, being Jesus. He knew no sin, and yet he became sin, and sin was placed upon him for the sake of all mankind. And the second impartation, you will see, it was the sin of the first Adam who fell upon the sin of this last Adam. Jesus Christ is recognized throughout the Bible as the last Adam, not the second Adam, but the last Adam. And so this last Adam received the impartation of the first Adam, and therefore all sin was delivered to this sinless one. He himself did not commit sin, but because he was born of a virgin, came in through the way of a body of flesh, therefore it was likened unto him as a body of flesh, and it behooved him to become one just like you and I, having a body full of flesh, but yet he himself knew no sin, and yet all the sin was laid upon him of the human race. Now, when he carried into the world as the sinless one, he carried a life and a soul full of righteousness, and all of his righteousness was inputted onto you and to me. It was the transference, and this is what we call the third impartation. And so Adam delivered it to mankind, and then he delivered it to Jesus, and then Jesus delivered all of his righteousness to you and to me. So what a mighty God we have, and what a wonderful King he is to go through such a length for you and I, that we may come into heaven and be with him and his Father. This is a wonderful act of impartation that was laid upon you and I, the church. And so, therefore, God doesn't see the sinfulness that you and I had in Adam. He is now looking at the righteousness that we have now in the last Adam. You see, it's just like the last, just like the first Adam, where everything was transferred to us, is just the same as in this last Adam. Everything, hallelujah, everything that Jesus possessed has been transferred over to the saints of God. He has sanctified us with his righteousness. He has set us apart that God may look down upon us, not with a frown, but he smiles because we have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ. I don't know about you, but somebody down in their soul should be saying, oh, I finally get it, and now I understand. That's why I hear the saints say that I am the righteousness of God. It's not because of what they have done, but it is because they have received by faith the work that Jesus has done on the way to the cross. Ah, see, my love, it all took place on the cross. It all took place on the cross as where the Father had to forsake him. And you hear him say, hey, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And you will understand that all of his righteousness at that moment was delivered over to you and to me. You see, it's by grace we have been saved, and it's not of works that no man can boast, and it's of God, and it's how we have been delivered from death unto life by the righteousness of Christ. Somebody ought to be saying amen, and I thank you, Lord, for your loving me in the way that you do. I want to talk to you now that I have given you an introductory of where we're going. I want to talk to you about this saving grace, but I'm not going to talk to you in the how you would say in the phrase of saving grace. I'm going to talk to you from the aspect of protection of grace. And I want you to know that, you know, the protection that God gives you and I is so awesome and is so strong that it even had a devil make mention of it. Over in Job chapter 1, verse 10, it was the devil that came and said to God, and he answered God after God asked him where he'd been, over in verse number 9, and Satan answered the Lord. He said, does Job fear God for nothing? Listen to what the devil say. Haven't you placed a hedge around him, his household, and everything he owned? You have bless the works of his hands and his possession, and you have increased, and he has increased in the land. The devil had made note of the protection of grace and the prosperity of grace that God had delivered to a man in his own righteousness. Now, if my God did that for Job in his own righteousness, how much more had God is doing it for you and me now that we have no righteousness of our own, but the righteousness that was imputed onto us through Jesus. I mean, at this point in time, your eyes should be opening up to the truth of what the scripture has said, that God loves you so much, it makes the devil stand in awe of the things that God has given to you and to me as the church. I want to talk to you about the pathway of grace, because we see that God led the people round about through the way of the wilderness sea, according to Exodus chapter 13 and verse number 18. It said that he led the people around and toward the Red Sea, around the road of the wilderness, and the Israelites left the land of Egypt in battle formation. I want you to know, just because we have grace by God and we have the protection of God, it does not mean that we cease from our battles. It doesn't mean that we're on easy road. It doesn't mean that all of our armor should be laid down. No, it means that you have to put on the helmet of salvation and put on the breastplate of righteousness and take the shield of faith and take the sword of the Spirit and wrap the belt of truth around you, and don't forget to shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel's peace. It's interesting to know that as we minister and preach and share the word of God, no matter how much hell you may preach, but you still got to come and do it all in peace and do it all in love and let your words be seasoned with grace. Grace. Let this saving grace, this protection of grace and this pathway of grace, let it be discipline as well. We see that over in Deuteronomy chapter 32:10, it reads that when he found Jacob, he found him in a desolated land and a barren and howling wilderness. But God surrounded him and cared for him and protected him as the pupil of his eye. And he watched over him. His nest is like an eagle. I want to say that when you was hung up and strung out and caught up and all in your pride. Let me say, some folks don't have drug issues. Some folks don't know what it is to have problems. I'm personal. You may have family related drug problems, but you yourself have never had to have that sort of experience, or you never cheated on your spouse. And so, therefore, you can't relate to anybody cheating because you've always been faithful in all that you do. And you never cheated. And you've been a morally good, sound person. But as Jesus was saying, nevertheless, thou lackest one thing. And this one thing, you must make it right because you have a spirit of pride. And some have been caught up in pride because you felt because you have not done those things, you may be a little above all those who have. And there's something that works on the inside of you and is always tempting you to put your nose a little higher than it ought to be. Well, I pray for you, my beloved, that you turn back and you come back to the Spirit of grace and you discipline yourself because grace is going to require a diligence. Grace requires a diligence. When we're looking at the diligence of grace, you must remember in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, it's in red letters, and Jesus says, "Why were you searching for me?" He asked them, speaking to his mother and them, and then he says, "Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?" I see Jesus showed grace with, and he had to be diligently about his Father's business. I'm saying to you and I that the diligence of grace, we must, continue to go forth in diligence because it is the way that we will be found pleasing to the Father. I mean, after all has been said and all that you have done, there's no sense in asking any one of your comrades, "How did you do, or are you doing a good job?" I would suggest to you that you just look your eyes up to heaven and look to your heavenly Father and say, "Father, I hope I please you." And after you have spoken with the Father, then return back to your comrades, and it's okay to get a little validation, but that's not what we're after here. We're after the Father to find him smiling to know that we have pleased Him. I want to talk to you about the direction of grace, because over in Luke chapter 12 and verse 35, it tells us that we ought to be ready for service and have your lamps lit. You know, have your lamps lit. Have your lamps lit. Be ready for service as we serve in grace. We look over in Ephesians 6 and 14. He tells us that we ought to stand therefore with truth like it's a belt around your waist, and likewise the armor of your chest. It is.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little feedback. And as we go through the directions of grace, I need you to remember the life of grace. Yes, the life of grace. Always bearing about in our bodies is what we're talking about, coming from 2 Corinthians 4 and 10, where we're always carrying. But now, this is going to scare some wincy, fancy, fancy little Christians away. But this is where we separate the ones that are growing and the ones that are maturing and the ones that are about the Father's business. And so the scripture says that we are always carrying the death of Jesus in our body, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. See, many of us don't want to die, but the only way we can have the life of Jesus is to die to the things that are in this flesh, to the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, you know, and the lust of the flesh. These things must die, and so we die daily. I want you to know that there's an aim of grace according to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. I need to take my time so that you may actually hear this and its profundity. I need you to hear what the scripture will reveal. It said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the tyranny of the devil, because God was with him. So grace has an aim. Grace has an aim. And we need to aim our life towards the things of God, the things that are above, such as Christ did. Christ came from above. He did a work for us which was outside of his merit and his work. And I mean, even John 3:31 tells us that the one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth is earthly and speaks in earthly terms. And the one who comes from heaven is above all. We need to be above. Life itself, it has offered a quality for us, for the kingdom of God is from above. John 3 and 5 tells us that it was the Word, and the Word again should be above. Again, we find again that above, that the love, the perfect gift of God, of love and grace is from above, as well as every good gift of of his providence. Over in James chapter 1:17, it tells us that every generous acting and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. With him there is no variations or shadow cast out by turnings. It is all from above. We're supposed to be setting all of our affections on the things that are above. We understand that Jesus is above, and where the Messiah is seated, he's seated at the right hand of God. All of this happens from above. So, my beloved, in closing to you as of now, let us remember to walk and be merited by this grace, and let us remember to set our affections on the things that are from above. I love you all the best way that I possibly can. This has been your friend, Andre Alexis, and I have to announce to you that we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, because Jesus has donated his victory to us from Mount Calvary. Amen and amen. Hey, listen, Black Prince of Preachers, I'm going to turn this back over to you at this time.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Truly, we are winning. We are winning. We are winning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody that's on the line and everybody that's tuned in ought to be saying it. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. See, that's the whole thing. See, he said, if you humble yourself, pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. See, seeking my face means to seek me, to understand me and what I've done for you. Praise God. And that left.
Amen, amen, amen. We back live. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for that message, amen, delivered to us by Bishop Andre Alexis, the late great Bishop Andre Alexis. Praise God. And like he said, we are winning. Amen. Praise God. And we ain't going to stop winning. Amen. We're going to open up the phone lines at this time. Amen. Like I say, we are back live. We are back live, people. So anybody got any testimonies, any prayer requests, any comments on the word of God on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Will there be one at this time? Amen. Will there be one at this time? Praise God. Phone lines are open. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for everybody that called in tonight, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be back online tomorrow night with the Word of God. I'll be bringing forth the Word of God on tomorrow night. Then we got Friday night, Extraordinary Friday. We will be online Friday night. Amen. There is a 12-hour prayer line going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I will be a part of what's going on Friday night. Hallelujah. So you can expect us to tune in. Amen. And broadcast a little bit of that that's going on Friday night. Praise God. Then, of course, Sunday, we got a Sunday morning with Care Church Incorporated with our very own Bishop Mac Page. Then that Sunday evening, we have the roundtable discussion. Praise God. With myself, praise God, where we talk about the topics of the world and the topics of the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in with us on tonight. We've truly had a very blessed time in the Lord. We hope somebody took something, amen, out of that message, amen, about grace that our great Bishop Alexis delivered to us. Praise God. And do you sure to check back with us next week. Next week, next Wednesday, we are winning Wednesdays. Praise God. Bishop Pierre Alexis will be back, amen, with another message. Praise God, on next week. So right now, we just thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We truly hope everybody was blessed in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on today. Thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and as God, all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that you deliver to us, your mercy, your love. Hallelujah, Lord, and we will continue to praise your name. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And like I say every night, on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And we will see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. And you know we are uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time.
say praise Him right now. Somebody ought to magnify Him. Somebody ought to praise His name. Because He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be magnified. Y'all don't hear me right now. I feel like preaching this thing. Because what if He wasn't happy with my praise? What if my praise was in vain? What if I was doing it in vain? In vain meaning for myself. In vain meaning it has no purpose. Why? Lord, have mercy. Let me get out of here. Y'all have a blessed night.